It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
All right, we're coming down to the wire here. One day to go, and everybody's talking about Pennsylvania. That's right. Will we win it? How big will we win it? These are all the questions. Welcome back. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210. On Twitter, at Rich Cioli. I'm very happy to be with you this hour. And just so you know, it's our happy hour, brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. And I love it there. It's a full-service resort, conference center, and top beach destination wedding venue. Visit GrandHotelCapeMay.com for more information. And remember, we'll be live there for our next show on December 20th. All right? It's going to be a blast, so make sure you join us for that. And our big announcement today, Politics and Pints, our next speaker series. Next week, November 13th. That's right. It's me and Jimmy Failla together. One night only, 7:30 p.m. Media Theater and Media PA. It will sell out because Failla's an animal. And when the two of us get together, it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. You're going to want to join us for this. Cash Bar. Look, either, depending on how tomorrow goes, either we're going to desperately need a laugh or we're going to want to laugh. Either way, we're going to have a lot of fun. And that is November 13th. Just go to 1210WPHG.com and get your tickets now and do it before it sells out, because the media theater only holds so many people. And when it's sold out, it's sold out. And you don't want to be doing one of those things where you're, you know, sending me an email that day going, any seats left? No, when it's sold out, it's sold out. And it's definitely going to sell out. All right. So do that today. 1210WPHD.com. And it's our Politics and Pints next week. It's me and Failla together, and it's going to be a lot of fun. We are streaming live on YouTube, and I'm excited about that as well. We're going to talk to Chris Ruddy, who is the CEO of Newsmax. He's going to check in with us in just a few moments. And then Jimmy's going to join me at 5:15 today. And we have Curtis Bashaw, the Republican candidate for U.S. Senate, coming up later in the show. And we'll talk to Linda Kearns. We'll check in with her about all the focus and everything that's going on in Pennsylvania. As we're waiting for Chris Ruddy, let me play this clip for you. This is John Fetterman. And this is the key part about there are a number of things that I think Fetterman said to Joe Rogan, which are worth noting. Fetterman has talked about the special connection that Trump has with the voters of Pennsylvania. And it's a real connection. It's real. And he talked about how he never bought into the idea that Trump won in 2016 due to Russian influence, and that anyone on the battleground in a state like Pennsylvania, anyone on the ground in a state like Pennsylvania would have known that as well. This is what he said to Joe Rogan about this issue. Cut 16.
A legitimate outsider. This is the appeal. The appeal is that people think that this system is completely rigged and it's captured by money and special interests and enormous corporations, and that here's a guy who's outside of this system completely, and the evidence of that is how the system turned against him and how you got to see people on television every night talking about Russiagate, talking about how he's a puppet of Putin, talking about the Steele dossier, talking about all these different things that turned out to not be true. And
I never bought into some of that kind of a stuff, because if anyone that spent any time on the ground in one of those states, it's like it's very clear that wasn't because of some small kinds of tweets and things like whatever. It's undeniable. And also, remember, like, he was, the Republican Party was like, hey, this is a joke. And I remember Jeb Bush, you know, and he had like $100 or $200 million. And and he just went by. He ticked him off.
Let me jump out of this for a moment because our guest is ready, and I'll come back to this. And I'm excited to welcome to the show the CEO, the big guy over at one of the most important conservative networks out there, Newsmax. I'm talking about Chris Ruddy. How are you today, Chris?
Rich, I am so glad to be on with you. Thank you. I'm doing great. I think the polling numbers are looking very good.
All right, so you're optimistic. That's good.
I'm optimistic, and I think there's a growing sense that Donald Trump will win the state of Pennsylvania. And there's just a lot of polling data, and the early voting trends seem to suggest he's doing a lot better than he did in 20. Now, we'll keep our fingers crossed. It could be a close election. Maybe it won't be so close electorally.
Well, I said something very similar today on Fox News. I would have said it on Newsmax, but nobody invited me on, Chris. I'm just saying, you know, I think you might know somebody over there. But I agree with you. And I think that it's going to be a good day for us tomorrow. And I'm using a lot of that based on the fact that you've got Bob Casey, for example, embracing Trump, and John Fetterman out there saying, listen, the guy's got a great connection with Philadelphia, with Pennsylvanians.
Well, I'm hearing that the turnout among blacks and Hispanics is a lot less in the Philadelphia area, way, way down than it was in the early voting compared to 20. So, I mean, that's a trend. If blacks don't vote, it's as if they're voting for Donald Trump because they're not supporting the Democrat. And Kamala Harris needs those votes. Then you tie in the Jewish vote that's not high. I mean, think about what the Harris campaign was doing. They're running ads in Philadelphia this past weekend saying she strongly supports Israel. And in Michigan, she's running ads that taking the side of the Gazans in this war, sympathizing with them, which in my mind is an attack on Israel. Israel is not attacking Gaza improperly. It was defending itself against a surprise attack, a vicious, nasty attack. But I think the Jewish community is wise to it. I think that a lot of people are wise to it. So I don't know. I think that it's looking very good for Donald Trump. And then the other states, it's looking good in early voting in Georgia and North Carolina. And so Newsmax is going to do wall-to-wall coverage tomorrow starting at 5 o'clock with Greta and Carl Higbee out of Washington. And then we'll have at 7 o'clock Ed Henry and Katrina Zisch and all our top people, Dick Morris, Mark Halperin, Mercedes Schlapp, a lot of people will be on. And we're going to try to get this guy Rich Zioli on tomorrow. But I don't know. He's a very busy guy. He's usually on the south side on the cheesesteak place over there. But we'll figure it out.
Well, that's very kind of you. Well, though, really, congratulations on all the success Newsmax is having, Chris. It's great, and it's now available on YouTube TV. I want everybody to know that because that's how I actually have YouTube TV. So that's how I watch Newsmax because I don't have Xfinity. And that's great that you're on there now.
Well, it's a huge jump. Now, this puts us in almost 60 million cable homes. We're on every system. We're on Comcast Xfinity, which we actually have a great relationship. We like those folks. They've been very good to us. But we now are on YouTube TV. We're on Spectrum. We're on DirecTV, Dish, all the major systems now. The only one that doesn't have us is Hulu, which is owned by Disney. And I know a lot of people are boycotting Disney and Hulu anyway. A lot of our audience won't subscribe. Or if they're on Hulu, they're leaving Hulu, going to YouTube or to Xfinity or a better system. So we're really excited about what's going on. It's been a very exciting. You know, Nielsen just came out with their ratings in the third quarter. We had 34 million people tune into Newsmax, which was up from 22 million the quarter before. I mean, you know, in media, you've been around. These are not numbers that just happen incrementally. These are like tsunami numbers.
Yeah.
And it shows that people are turning off the big, bad media. These people like 60 Minutes and Saturday Night Live. Everybody's spinning for Kamala and the public sees right through it.
Yeah, they do. And that's why you guys are doing well over there. It's why talk radio is still going strong, too, because, I mean, just take what the comments about Liz Cheney and how the corporate media all jumped on to take that out of context and really just lie to everybody, lie about what Trump said. And I mean, even had Bill Maher saying that the media was lying about him. And that's the problem right now. They are propagandists. They are propagandists.
They have, you know, the old media, the Cronkites and the Chet and Brinkley and all of these guys, you know, those are gone. Those are gone. And now they used to pretend to be sort of being fair amount. Now they don't even pretend. And Trump is up, like the Media Research Center had a study that showed 90% of press coverage for Trump has been negative. 80% of press coverage for her has been positive. So he's fighting, you know, she's outspending him 3-1, but then the media is worth billions of dollars in coverage. And he's still beating her in a lot of national polls.
Yeah.
So it goes to show you that your show in Philadelphia, Newsmax, other media, the social media, all the impact everybody's having on their Facebook or whatever, that makes a difference. It makes a big difference.
Chris, you've been friends with Donald Trump. I'm personal friends with him for decades. You know him well. So how are his spirits right now? I mean, he seems confident. He seems happy. He seems relaxed.
He seems very confident. He's seeming like he's having fun. We were just covering his rally earlier today. We covered two rallies today. There's another one tonight we're going to be covering Newsmax. He seems to be very confident, and he's very excited, I think, about getting and finishing. He felt he had a lot of unfinished business in the second term, and I think he's very excited that he's going to be coming back. I know that he has a lot of plans. I've talked to him a lot about it. And we're looking forward to being, you know, Newsmax, he says, he came out and was pretty critical of Fox just in the past day, saying that they were not supportive of him. And I think Newsmax has been very fair in its coverage. And I think we'll be at the cutting edge in this administration.
Well, I was very fair to him today when I was on. I could just say that. But that's, you know, that's me. I can only speak for myself.
Well, I'm glad they have you on. I'm glad they're taking some of the Newsmax favorites over there.
You see that? You see how that works? Are you worried at all about the early voting with the gender gap issue we keep hearing about?
A little bit. I mean, that's an issue. But, you know, Republican ballots or Republican ballots, they tend to go 90% for the president, and they're equal or more. So I think a lot of Republican women are voting. We'll see if this is as big an issue as they say. They keep forgetting about the male gender gap. The males are voting for Trump in a lot higher numbers. I've seen some polls where they're higher than women are voting against him. So I'm not so sure that women find him that unappealing. I know some people, he's not their cup of tea. But he does seem to be having a lot of support.
I think one of the issues that is going to move the needle for him is the issue of the transgender athletes in sports. I think it's a sleeper issue. I mean, look, I've got three kids, Chris. I have a 10-year-old, an 8-year-old daughter, and then a 4-year-old daughter. And I talk to parents all the time. It's a big deal for them, but they're never going to tell a pollster that. They're never going to put a sign on their yard or even comment on it on social media. Yet for these moms and the main line in Philly, you know, outside of Philly, for example, it's a big deal to them. So I think that issue is going to be one of those sleeper issues in this election.
Well, I believe it's already a huge issue, and people, the cultural issues, the wokeism of the left, and she's far left. Make mm-hmm. no mistake about it. The Democrats, they don't even want to tell you a man is a man or a woman's a woman anymore. There's no two, biologically, there's two genders. Now they're saying there isn't. It's nuts, and Trump is for sanity. So if you want nuts, go vote for them.
Yeah, I agree with you. If you want nuts, go vote for them. Well, listen, congrats on all your success. Keep up the great work. And yeah, tune into Newsmax. I'll be watching on YouTube TV. It's how I get my service. So appreciate your time. Appreciate your friendship with President Trump. Yeah, go ahead, Chris.
And I was just going to say that we're going public later this year. People that are interested in learning about our planned IPO, it's really exciting. Our listing on the New York Stock Exchange. They can go to NewsmaxInvest.com, NewsmaxInvest.com, and take a look, see if they want to sign up for it.
Very cool. That's very good. All right. So we got a little chance to make a little money, a little fazools here. I like it.
We hope.
Oh, you will, for sure. No doubt about that. You got great personalities on there. I mean, that's the key, right? Well, it's all about the personalities, like people like Rob Carson, my buddy. So tell him I said hello.
All right. Great, Rich. Always great being
Chris.
On with you.
Thank you for joining me in Philly. We appreciate it, pal.
It's the 5 o'clock happy hour on the Rich Cioli Show. Brought to you by the Oceanfront Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. A premier full-service resort and conference center. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
All right, as we are rolling along here in our 5 o'clock hour, I just want to let you know our big story of the hour is brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. And remember, his Veterans Breakfast is coming up this Saturday from 9 to noon at his office in Cinnaminson, New Jersey. Come out for some coffee, some cake, some donuts, and also to thank our veterans. And it's going to be a free community shredding event as well. So do that today, all right? Do that on Saturday, November 9th, and that'll be great. And that's VeneriaDental.com, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VeneriaDental.com. All right, so what are we doing, Matt? Are we going to call Jimmy then? I guess our thing is not working again, the streaming thing.
Yeah, VMix link is dead once again. All right. I'll call Jimmy now. We'll have him in a second.
All right, we'll get him in a second. While I'm waiting for him, I'll let you know about DuckDuckGo. I see you guys. All right. I'll let you know about DuckDuckGo. This is a big deal that DuckDuckGo is there because they're going to help you in a lot of different ways. Their Privacy Pro is outstanding. I'll be traveling tonight. I'm headed to Pittsburgh for Dave McCormick's Victory Party. Saturday, heading back to New York to do Jimmy's show on Fox News Saturday night. So I'm traveling a lot. The VPN offered by Privacy Pro is huge. It's going to keep you and your data safe and secure. And this is a really important thing. Because when you're on a public Wi-Fi, for example, all that data can be taken. But even on your personal, your home Wi-Fi, your internet service provider knows everything you're doing. But with Privacy Pro from DuckDuckGo, that VPN will protect you and keep you anonymous. But it's part of their 3-in-1 privacy solution called Privacy Pro, which includes personal information removal and identity theft restoration. And it's only $10 a month. That's it. Plus, you get a 7-day free trial on us. That's right. Just go to DuckDuckGo.com/1210. DuckDuckGo.com/1210. You'd have to be crazy in this day and age to be online without using their VPN. And DuckDuckGo will also help you restore your identity if somebody steals it. With all the personal information that's out there, like, for example, some nut the other day posted a picture of my old house. Now, thank God it was my old house and not my new house, because DuckDuckGo is able to protect all my data. So that's what you want to do. All right. Go to DuckDuckGo.com/1210 and do it today. Secure your data with their 3-in-1 privacy suite called Privacy Pro. I use it. There's no way I'm ever going to be online without it. I don't want the government spying on me. I don't want companies spying on me. I sure as hell don't want anyone knowing what I look at online. All right. DuckDuckGo.com/1210. You know, you do a sounder, sweeper, nothing. Just leave it hanging out there. It's kind of awkward. A little awkward. Nothing.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
That's less awkward because I went from, I don't want anyone to know about my browsing history, right over to Jimmy Failla, who also, trust me, you don't want to know what that man is looking at online, probably as we speak right now. But let's welcome the host of Fox News Saturday Night, New York Times best-selling author, and the host of Fox Across America, the one and only Jimmy Failla. Hello, my friend.
Yes. How about it? And I can confirm, when it comes to search histories, Hunter Biden wouldn't buy a laptop off me. No way. No way. I'm not even kidding. I carry a vial of arsenic around in case I ever lose my laptop. Like, if it goes missing out of the bag, I just chug the arsenic and cut my losses on the spot.
If you threw it in the East River, is that river dirty enough that it could actually wipe that hard drive clean?
I think the East River is so polluted, it would multiply my laptop like a gremlin. And they'd be like, the more smut, the smut factor would multiply by like a million.
And your laptop has less cocaine on it than Hunter Biden's. But that's only because they wiped it clean at the Mac shop. You know, that was a free service they did there.
Yeah, just because that repairman couldn't see doesn't mean he couldn't smell.
This is a big deal, all right? And this is not a drill. This is the real deal. You are coming into town. You and me together on stage, one night only, are Politics and Pints, November 13th, 7:30 p.m., the Media Theater and Media PA. Yo, this is going to be an insane night. No script, no preparation, just the two of us on stage together. This is going to be madness.
Oh, no, for real. And no script, as opposed to this clearly, carefully put together interview we're doing now, where we've talked about porn, cocaine, the East River. No, this one's going to be a little more untethered since this carefully curated soundbite we've been distilling so far. I can't wait, man. You know, I love getting the band back together. I love all your live events that I've been lucky enough to crash over the years. But this is a big one. And the goal, honestly, for everybody who is listening right now is if you're going to come out on the 13th, the goal is not to get invited back. I'm not saying, you know, I don't want to do it again. I'm saying we should have so much fun. Remember at the end of Rocky I, Apollo hugged Rocky in the ring and he goes, ain't going to be no rematch because it was just such a war. Like, our job is to obviously do this again someday down the road, but be hesitant about doing so, because we should all go that hard. We're going to have the results of an election by then, just by then, probably by, like, that morning, and we're going to burn it down. Let's have some fun, Zioli. Come on, man.
Yeah, no, we'll have so much fun that the Odyssey lawyers won't allow a rematch for a minimum of 5 years, okay? Minimum. And Fox lawyers, well, too, probably. So those two will have to battle it out first before we can get on stage together after what's going to ensue on the 13th. And God knows, since we know it's only jokes, do not come if you get offended in any way, shape, or form. Not a good idea.
No, can I tell you, because I'll tell you where I'm going to be personally, just so everybody understands. When I have two different comedy specials coming out next year. No one, I mean, your audience, these are the PhD listeners are the first people on earth to even hear about this. Cause I haven't even mentioned it on my show, which is coming on a little bit. Okay. We have two stand-up specials coming out next year, but I don't start writing them until after the election tomorrow, because you've got to know like what new world you're living in. So everybody who sees me that night sees me going through like this new creative birth canal, meaning I don't necessarily have the compass yet. These jokes are raw. You know how they do like sugar in the raw? Well, comedy in the war is raw is basically social fentanyl. It's either going to kill everyone in the room instantly or we're going to have gold, the likes of which we've never seen before. But you got to buy a ticket and come out on the 13th to find out what we're freebasing, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, and basically there are going to be no refunds. So I can just tell you that, all right? You buy your ticket, and if you're lucky enough to get one, because this thing's going to sell out fast, because this is a hot show, just go to 1210wphg.com. I mean, this is going to sell out. This is like a chance to see Sinatra and Dean Martin on stage together when they were sober. And that was a rare opportunity. And I'm not saying we're going to be sober. I'm just simply saying that this is going to be a very rare opportunity.
Yeah, the only time they were on stage sober was when they were in their 80s and they didn't know the words to the songs anymore. Hey, it's going to be here at the Sands. And they're like, Frank, we're at Madison Square Garden. Yeah, whatever, baby. Just swing, baby.
They had the concussion thing, but they never got hit in the head. It was just all from partying all night and drinking scotch and bourbon till 4 a.m., which is kind of what we do after your Saturday night show every week.
Yeah, no, it's true. But like the Sinatra, they were the Rat Pack. I'm the Fat Pack. You know, just a chubby guy having a nice time. But we do it with class. We dress nice. We smell good. And drink some fine bourbon, some fine beer. And we treat everybody with respect. We are the new Rat Pack in media. You know that? Because we're unifiers. And there's no way you could tell me both sides of the aisle didn't listen to the Rat Pack.
No, 100%. And I'll tell you something else, too. Depending on the results tomorrow, and I know we both think Trump's going to win, but depending on the results tomorrow, either we're going to need a laugh on the 13th or we're going to just want to laugh and have a lot of fun. But either way, it's going to be essential that everybody have a good time. And when the two of us get together, clearly there's no preparation involved whatsoever. It's completely spontaneous and we just improv it the way it goes and we feed off the energy, we feed off the room, and that's how it works. And we're talking about a packed capacity house that night in media of people that want to come and have fun. Because if you don't want to come and have fun, you should not go anywhere near that place because it's just going to be that much fun.
Yeah. Do you remember in Vacation, Chevy Chase says we're going to have so much fun. We're going to be whistling zippity-doo-dah out of our butts, that whole thing.
Yes.
And we do have a segment for butt whistling, just so everybody knows. It doesn't have to be zippity-doo-dah, but we are going to encourage butt whistling.
No, we're not doing butt whistling. Now you went too far. Now you went way too far. I'm sorry, but I don't even want to go now. I didn't want to go before. Now I really don't want to go. I'm just saying.
We're going to go Ace Ventura when Tone Loc does the talking with the butt thing. I mean, we're going deep cuts here. These are clearly highbrow references designed to court the most supreme intellects amongst this audience. We're going out, and we're doing this thing, Zioli. And I talked about this earlier today on Fox. Okay, we live in 1985, where people know the difference between a joke and a hate crime. And they're in on the joke that if they live in this country, they're doing okay by default. And all we're doing on the 13th is celebrating that American privilege. Now, these celebrations come in a lot of different forms, but the point is it will be a celebration nonetheless.
By the way, I was also on Fox News today. Dana Perino and Bill Hemmer had me on their show, which was a lot of fun. And I got invited to do Fox News Fox News First tomorrow. So this is big. 4:30 a.m. tomorrow with Carly Shimkus. 4:30 a.m. That's how you know you've made it. Am I right?
But you
That's
think, the new prime time. Honest. Well, let's be honest, though, because it's a great show for two reasons. Everybody that you're that's watching you is either getting ready to start a productive day as like a civil service worker, a teacher, a fireman, cop, you know, something like that, or they're on the third day of a cocaine bender and they happen to have a TV on at 4:30 in the morning. But either way, it's like it's a fresh start because the guy at the third day knows he needs to wrap things up and hit rehab or start his life over. And the guy just starting his day sees you as like that, you know, early cup of emotional coffee. So I think it's a win all around.
I'm thinking no tie at 4:30 a.m. What do you think? Would you advise me? I mean, since you are a fashion icon, and I mean that. I mean, people turn to you for fashion advice.
They do.
Would you encourage no tie at 4:30 a.m.?
At 4:30, you could go no shirt. I mean, get your money first. It's election day. You know what I mean? What are we even talking about here?
It's like, you pull a Jason Kelsey and chug a beer with no shirt on at 4:30 in the morning and then throw down someone's cell phone and break it?
Yes, and then break a phone and shove somebody. Good for Jason Kelsey. Here it is, man. We've officially entered the silly season now, where all political commentary is just a Jackson Pollock painting. Everything is just getting flung in every direction. None of us are watching the same thing because we're so overwhelmed with content and takes. You can't get in trouble. It's New Year's Eve. I mean it. When you host New Year's Eve on Fox, you can say whatever you want because by New Year's Day, nobody goes back and watches last year's footage. You know what I mean? It's like a reset.
Yeah.
It's the same with election coverage. You say anything you want. Once we have an outcome, nobody goes back and goes, you know, by the way, on Monday, by the way, Tuesday at 4:30, that's the only guy. Nobody does that. So if you show up with any clothing at all, you've let me down.
Tonight, Kamala's doing a big thing in Philly. She's got a whole star-studded rally with a whole bunch of big-name celebrities. And I guess my question to you is, how man of the people or woman of the people does it make her seem when she's got Oprah Winfrey at a heavily protected, heavily guarded event on the Parkway in Philadelphia after thousands and thousands of Philadelphians are pissed off because their commute home sucks tonight?
Yeah, she destroyed your commute, okay, first and foremost. But then when you bring in whatever else you're trying to do, like say you're not commuting, say you're buying groceries. Okay, so she destroyed that too because your groceries are 30% higher. You know, say you're already home, but your neighborhood feels like a little uneasy. It's because of what they did at the border. The point is, every one of these policies that they have passed that she has been the last person in the room on can only be endorsed by a celebrity who's not affected by it. Okay, Oprah does not feel the cost of groceries. Oprah's not worried about the border. Oprah's not worried about foreign policy. Okay, Oprah, honestly, has one concern at this point in the election. It's how to get through this event tonight without Kamala dumbing her down so much that she goes back to eating bread. Because when Oprah gets depressed, she has carbs. And when she listens to Kamala, you've seen those clips of Oprah interviewing Kamala, and you can see that Oprah starts thinking about bread halfway through. And shame on Kamala, because if she makes Oprah fat again after all the work Oprah did, I don't think anyone will ever forgive her.
I think her slogan is "Make Oprah Fat Again," if I'm not mistaken. I believe that might be the campaign slogan.
She is nailing it. I'm telling you, when you watch her speak, Oprah thinks about bread. And like pizza bagels, like the kind of decadent bread you can make at home. You reheat a bagel with some sauce and cheese. Oh,
wait,
I'm
going to throw this out there for you. Stouffer's French bread pizza. How late at night when you're feeling down, right? Am I right?
Oh, man.
It burns you up top of your mouth when you take a bite on it because of the sauce cheese combination on that French bread.
4,000 degrees. You can more safely walk on the surface of the sun than you can that Stouffer's bread, but you're still biting it the second it comes out. Knowing how it's going to end. You're biting it anyway, man. Oh, so good. Good for you. Good record.
All right, before I let you go, and I'm very excited you're going to be, first of all, I'll be with you Saturday night for your show, Fox News Saturday Night with Jimmy Failla. Mm-hmm. We love having you on PHT. It's great. Every night, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. You fit in perfectly. It's a wonderful lineup. And then you'll be in town with me on the 13th for our Politics and Pints speaker event. But you're also going to, tomorrow night, be calling into our special election coverage here on 1210 WPHD. So we got you for that as well tomorrow, which is great. Mm-hmm. You're just like, you're like part of the family right now.
Yeah, that's the weird thing. I'm like the exchange student, you know, like Balky and Perfect Strangers or whatever. But I'm not leaving. Like, that's like, they thought they had me for like a semester. Like, yeah, we'll have Jimmy on for a little bit. Next thing you know, he's in the actual lineup somehow because I just squatted. I got invited over to the PhD for Thanksgiving one year, and I just squatted, and now I'm a legal resident of PhD. Genius move.
That's how you got on 175 stations across the country. You're the first radio squatter in America.
That's so true. No shame in any of it. I used to be, as you know, squatting in a taxi on 6th Avenue, getting cut off and shot at by hobbits and hookers. So this is some good squatting.
Hey, by the way, have the squirrels rebelled yet in New York? Are the squirrels packing heat or what?
That's my favorite. It's like my favorite story. If the squirrels aren't packing heat, they're not true New Yorkers. Because, like, everybody passed go on that whole thing like a year and a half ago. You know this. We had the marathon yesterday, but no one can tell who's running the marathon and who's just getting chased. We're in a bad spot. So, yeah, make the squirrels pack heat again. That'll definitely sell.
I mean, they kill one. I think the squirrels are like, you kill one, you go after one, you go after all of us now. That's how this works.
Yeah, but did you mention that whole thing about how they're like, you know, the liberals are like, well, it's worth pointing out that it was an illegal pet. I'm like, all right, well, we have, 250,000 illegal people living in our city right now. Why is the illegal squirrel the bigger priority?
How come he's getting whacked? Him and his raccoon friend, they weren't bothering anybody, damn it.
Nobody. Let's see, where's their free cell phone in their room at the Hotel Carter? Nothing for the illegal squirrels, huh? Apparently the squirrel just needed to speak a foreign language. They would have hooked him up.
Peanut the squirrel and Fred the raccoon are like the Lexington and Concord of our day and age. They have united everybody in saying, this is enough tyranny for me. I've had enough of this.
We're done. We're done, Zioli. We've had it.
All right, Fela. Tonight at 7, buddy. And then on the 13th, we'll be together. It'll be a blast. Get your tickets now at 1210 WPHT. And we'll talk to you tomorrow night for the election special, brother. Thank you.
Can't wait, babe. See you there. You're the best.
The Rich Zioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
I think I just made him late for his train. Oh, well, screw him. All right, so that's what's going to happen next week on Wednesday the 13th, and it's going to be a lot of fun. 1210WPHT.com. Get your tickets now. I think you'll enjoy it. I have a feeling you're going to enjoy it. Some people might say when the two of us get together, it turns out to be a lot of fun. All right, so 855-839-1210. I got to take a very quick break. We'll come back. We have... good. Yeah. Tell our guest to wait and I will come back to her as soon as I come back. And, here's what I want you to know. I want you to know that Cherry Hill Volvo sponsors our studio. We broadcast live from the Cherry Hill Volvo studios, which is wonderful. In this day and age of cancel culture, they stand with us. Judith and the entire team at Cherry Hill Volvo are dedicated to giving you the wonderful relationship that you deserve and the luxury buying experience that you deserve. And right now is a great time to get the Cherry Hill Volvo because of their fall specials. This really is a wonderful time. The inventory is ample and they're ready to meet you today. Now, there's a number of different Volvos to choose from. Like the S-Class, which is made at their plant in South Carolina, for example, which is fantastic. American Jobs. Or you can do the XC90. That's the family car that I drive, which I love. It keeps the family nice and safe on the road. The XC60, the XC40, whichever one you want. They've got incredible finance offers, lease specials, and they have certified pre-owned Volvos as well. But either way, there's only one Volvo dealership in the entire region that is our studio sponsor and stands with us at Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. So please, don't go to just any Volvo dealer. Go to us. Go to theirs. Go to them. Go to Cherry Hill Volvo on Route 70 in Cherry Hill, minutes over the bridge where relationships matter.
The Rich Zioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Breaking news, we got a poll out from The Hill. Emerson, Casey McCormick tied 47-47, and in Pennsylvania, Trump's up one. They have Harris up two in Michigan, Arizona Trump up two, Georgia Trump up one, North Carolina Trump up one, Wisconsin tied, Ohio Trump is up 12. Look, like I said, the polls at this point, it all comes down to turnout, so just go out and vote. It's all you can affect, it's all you can control. Candace Cabanis is running for the House in Pennsylvania. She just called into the show. Hey, Candace, how are you?
Hi, Rich, how are you?
Doing well. Good luck tomorrow.
Yeah, we're excited. I mean, we really want to get out there, and we've been really working hard, knocking doors, trying to get as many people out as possible. And I just want to come in and say hey to everybody. Thanks for everyone being patient with us, and hope everyone turns out tomorrow.
All right, good. So tell us where you're running. What's the district?
So I'm in the 140th district. It's Falls Township, Tullytown, Morrisville, and Lower Middletown. So those are our Levittown addresses.
How's it looking right now?
It's a tough district. I mean, we're D14. It's winnable, but you got to put the work in, and we've had a lot of great people come in. One thing I've been telling people, we always have open committee seats on our Republican committees locally, and we're trying to get people that want to have involvement and help our candidates. And with all the questions of fraud and potential, you know, like a lot of the fear that people have that there's cheating, I always tell people, you know, sign up and watch a poll. Like, that's how I got started. You know, you sign up, we give you a watcher certificate, you go in, you watch the numbers and how they count and how they account for all the ballots and put everything away. And it's just a great way for people to get their eyes on the process and gives people more just a peace of mind when they see that.
So tell us about you and why you're running.
Absolutely. I'm a working class mom. I've worked in fine Italian restaurants for the past 4 years. My husband's a house painter. We feel the pinch of the grocery store and the gas pumps. And, you know, working class people don't have a lot of representation in Harrisburg. You know, you get a lot of white collar workers, lawyers, and even just running for this race, we've been involved with the Bucks County Republican Committee for the past 3 to 4 years. My husband ran for school board in Pennsbury, wasn't able to get in. Like I said, these races are tough, but the more you start realizing and working and getting to know people, you realize like these are winnable races. We've just gotten so used to everything being the way it is that people stop running, they stop trying. And so I'm actually originally from Lancaster County. I'm actually from Brian Cutler's district. That's where I grew up. And, you know, moving out here is very different. It's very different demographically, but I like the Philly suburbs. I like the honesty people have. They tell you exactly how they feel about you and they don't mince words. And I think we have a lot of potential in this area.
Well, good luck tomorrow. I hope that all the Republicans turn out for you in your district and up and down the ballot all over in Pennsylvania, because we can have tomorrow could be a very good day for us. And that would be great.
And
I've heard a lot of great things about you. I'm really excited for you. So I wish you the best of luck. And thank you for running. Thank you for stepping up, because if people like yourself don't step up, we're screwed. So we appreciate you doing it. It's not easy. It's definitely not easy to do what you're doing. So thank you, Candace. Thank you, Candace. And if people want to learn more about you, Candace, where can they go?
They can go to Candace4PA.com. I'm also on Instagram and Facebook under Candace4PA and Candace Cabanis for State Representative on Facebook.
All right. Best of luck, my friend.
Thank you so much, Rich. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
You know, Chris Ruddy earlier mentioned how the Harris campaign is targeting Jews in Pennsylvania and Arabs in Michigan with entirely different messages on Gaza. So, again, this is a hat tip to Andy Kaczynski, who is the K-File senior editor at CNN. He's broken a couple stories here about the Harris campaign, one being how she's using literally Trump's border wall in her border commercials after being against the border wall. There was another story he broke. Matt, do you remember the other one that he broke? I can't think of it at the top of my head.
I don't either.
Yeah, I forget. There was another one, though, that he exposed about Kamala Harris's campaign. And then he came out with this one, which is, credit to him. CNN's a joke, but with the exception of David Urban and Andy Kaczynski. So, I mean, good for him for exposing this. Cut number 8.
Tonight, mixed messages. A K-File investigation this hour finds Kamala Harris is targeting crucial battleground voters with vastly different messages on Gaza and Israel. This ad is running in Michigan, which has the largest Arab population in America.
What has happened in Gaza over the past 9 months is devastating. We cannot allow ourselves to become numb to the suffering, and I will not be silent.
All right, well, it's a very different story for an ad in Pennsylvania targeting Jewish voters.
Let me be clear. I will always stand up for Israel's right to defend itself, and I will always ensure Israel has the ability to defend itself, because the people of Israel must never again face the horror that a terrorist organization called Hamas caused on October 7.
Different message. Andrew Kaczynski is out front now. So, Andrew, those obviously do sound starkly different, to say the least. Tell me more about what you found.
Yeah, that's right. And this, look, this really illustrates the sort of fine line that the Harris campaign is trying to walk here in the closing weeks, closing days of this campaign on the issue of Israel. Here you have two entirely different constituencies, and they are getting two entirely different messages. There are often times these constituencies have very opposing views on this. If you are a Jewish person in Pennsylvania, you saw that ad that you're getting. You are getting that ad that talks about how strong she is in Israel. If you're a Muslim voter in Michigan, you are getting that ad on Facebook that's talking about how she won't be silent on the issue of Gaza.
It's something, I'm telling you. I mean, she's a fraud. She will say whatever she has to say to get elected, literally running contradictory messages, depending on the constituency. It's pathetic. Trump came out with something really good. I think a lot of people in Pennsylvania homeschool their kids. I know people that homeschool their kids, and they do it because they want to get their kids out of the public school system. For a lot of them, they can't afford to send their kids to private school, or maybe they just want to do it. You know, maybe that's what they like doing. He's getting on board with homeschooling, and I think this is a very smart strategy for him. A lot of people that homeschool their kids tend to be evangelical or religious voters, and this is smart. Cut 13.
When I'm reelected, I will do everything I can to support parents who make the courageous choice of homeschool. Under the Trump tax cuts, we allowed families to use 529 education savings accounts to spend up to $10,000 a year tax-free on tuition for grades K through 12. This was a tremendous win for school choice, very important, school choice, remember that term. And yet that benefit did not apply to homeschoolers. So to support the growing homeschool movement in my next term, I will immediately fight to allow homeschool parents the same incredible benefit, $10,000 a year per child, completely tax-free to spend on costs associated with homeschool education. I will also work to ensure that every homeschool family is entitled to full access to the benefits available to non-homeschool students, including participating in athletic programs, clubs, after-school activities, educational trips, and more. To every homeschool family, I will be your champion. Do not vote Democrat. They are looking to destroy you. If you don't mind my saying that, Joe Biden can't put two sentences together, and yet he's looking to destroy you. Do not vote Democrat. Vote for Honest Donald. Thank you very much.
There you go. And I would be remiss if I didn't play this for you, especially since we're streaming on YouTube. You can watch this. This is from NBC 10 in Boston. This might be my favorite story of the day. So rich whites with Harris signs are terrified after receiving letters thanking them for accepting to house a migrant family. So the people with the hate has no home here signs, and they, on the sign, it actually says, we believe no human is illegal, right? No person is illegal, but they're always there. So they got these letters saying, hey, listen, thank you for agreeing to house a migrant family. Rich white liberals for Kamala And NBC 10 did a news story on this. Cut 27.
I put a lawn sign in my front yard, and I don't think I should be subjected to these fraudulent mailers.
When this 50-year-old Shrewsbury woman put up a Harris wall sign in front of her home, she just wanted to show her support. She never imagined she would be subjected to a campaign dirty trick.
It really creeped me out.
She was dismayed when the mail arrived this week, and she received this postcard. It purports to be from the Harris campaign, thanking her for putting up a sign and alerting her a family from Nicaragua would be moving into her home.
That's when I realized it was an obvious attempt to try to either scare me or rage bait me and make me upset.
It's absolutely a scare tactic.
Why wouldn't you be happy about it and accept them? Because hate has no home here. Right? I mean, if hate's not used in the third bedroom, why can't the illegal migrant family use it? I'm just saying, throwing it out there. Hate has no home here, and you don't want hate living in your home anyway. Hate is a terrible, hate never cleans up after itself. You know, DeSantis, I know I roomed with hate in college, and I mean, it was a pig. Always bringing, you know, floozies back, put a tie on the door, that whole thing hate did all the time, you know?
That's awful. That's not the college experience you want.
No, you don't want that. No, you don't want bad. That. But if you kick hate out, now you got an empty room. Take a migrant family in. What are you doing? I mean, just sitting there. The problem. I mean, you got to disinfect it when hate leaves. Because I told you, hate's a pig, bed bugs and everything else. But you know. And how come hate is now unhoused? We're not going to even talk about that. Hate has no home here, so hate's unhoused. I mean, just saying. Seems rude, but all right. And I got to play this clip for you as well. This is 84-year-old Nancy Pelosi stuttering her words just seconds before claiming that Trump is the one who's in cognitive decline. This is the vampiric one. She's 84 in human years, but in vampire years, she's actually 4,952. Just so you understand, she's immortal. So she's never honest about her age. It could actually be 10,006. We're not exactly sure. Cut 26.
I do want to start with those comments because, I mean, your family knows better than just about any family in America the very real consequences of Trump's violent rhetoric. And I just want to get your reaction to what he just said at this rally, what we just played for the audience.
Good morning. Wonderful to be with you again on this weekend before the election. I think that what the ex-president just said is a further indication of his cognitive degeneration. You saw recently when he was talking about whether he chose electrocution or being eaten by sharks. Something's very wrong there. And indicative in it also is diminishing the power of the press, which is the guardian of our freedom in our country. So I think people who might thinking about voting for him have to know that he can't last as president for 4 years with his brain deteriorating at the rate that it is and is clearly evident. And they may be voting for President Vance, which would be a horrible thing for our country.
And before I go to our fourth and final hour, if I don't play this, I would never forgive myself. Doug Emhoff, the second gentleman, talking about his wife, Kamala, and her work ethic. Cut 23.
Kamala did what Kamala always does. She just put her head down and she went to work.
I'm just going to leave that right there, let it hang out for you, and remind you that we have our Politics and Pints with Jimmy Failla, November 13th. Tickets are on sale now at 1210WPHG.com. Get your tickets before they sell out, okay? It's going to be a lot of fun. November 13th, Media Theater, Media PA, 1210WPHG.com. Our fourth and final hour coming up. Curtis Bashaw is going to stop by. He's running for U.S. Senate. We'll get the latest on election law with Linda Kearns. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.